Let's move along now to our next feature. And battered, bruised and frightened, more and more South African women are beginning to learn that hiding behind the locked doors of their homes may not keep them safe from abuse. Now, the life-saving Women Integral Impact Network, known as WIN, Women App, has been finally launched for women to take control of their safety. And we are speaking online to founder, that's Francesca Fonsa, who's going to be telling us a bit more. Francesca, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very grateful to be on your show this morning. Thank you so much.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, firstly, tell us a bit more about the Women Integral Impact Network.
Okay. What happened is I was approached in 2016 by the Department of Justice to become the national champion for women of South Africa. They were looking for a woman with sufficient political as well as business background to assist them to try and deal with the increasing number of traumatized women in South Africa. Women who actually then, when they go through these traumas, they lose their business, they lose literally their focus on life. And I eventually agreed in 2017. And we were sitting brainstorming in Durban about what to do, and I was asked, you know, can't you apply your entrepreneurial mind to think about how to connect women and how to empower women to empower each other? Mm. And I thought to myself, you know what, we are living in a world of increasing connectivity, yes, with the web, with, you know, mobility on mobile phones and things. Let us apply that technology. And we created first the WIN Women website, and then we started designing the app. The most wonderful thing about the app is that we really took care a whole year of designing what we call the hard coding, or the skeleton of this app, so carefully that we can keep on evolving the app as we go along and we realize there's new technologies or new aspects coming into play. Mm. So today we've got an app that is this the free one. I'm specifically speaking towards the free one.
Okay.
Where a woman can go and she can download it. She registers herself and her phone to the app. Mm-hmm. And the app can be applied in assisting a woman in the case of domestic violence. You know, she needs 5 seconds, literally, to if it's running to a bathroom and locking the door, or running out in the street, you know, hijacking. You know, if we are currently working because there's now new technology on the market, that if the woman doesn't have to open the app, but if she presses on the app for 4 seconds, that is soon coming into play. When you have such a real pressing, like hijacking or trafficking, when there's something pressing that you don't have to open the app, but you just press on it for a few seconds and it will send a signal. The WIN community that we are creating would then pin you and send it to your location, to people that you will choose that is in your closest vicinity. So there's constant evolution on this app. Currently, you can use it for domestic violence. You can use it for hijacking situations if you have enough, you know, hopefully you have those 5 seconds that you need. It can be used for anti-trafficking, gender-based violence, rape prevention. You're talking about rape prevention. We had women in this country who got into a taxi, paid a taxi to take them home, but was ultimately raped by the driver. We also had that, as we've seen on Carte Blanche, with some Uber drivers. So the moment a woman is suspect, she can apply this tool to access various national emergency responses. You will see when you open the app, there's even, you know, for children, the child line, all the emergency responses are there. If you're stuck next to the road, and you run out of petrol, or you've got something mechanical and you don't know who to phone, there's a national call line. You know, that it's a national centre, NCTC, SANRAL, all the emergency numbers, they are on there. So we're trying to create the most comprehensive tool possible without causing, delay in response, so that women can actually access the help that they really need.
Sure.
In an emergency.
So, Francisca, just to understand, it's a panic button of sorts, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you know, where can our listeners, and especially our women, where can they download the app? How do they go about accessing it?
The app is already available on Google Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
We are still waiting for the Apple App Store to finally approve the new changes that we've made to the app. So everybody who's on Android can already download this app.
Now, you know, have you had any women using it since it has been launched, and what has the response been like?
Yes, we have. Currently, we have close on 4,000 downloads, and we have an incredible database of volunteers in WIN, and we can say for certainty that two women in the Gauteng area that have used this app have actually been able to be, the response from their family has been significant for them to be located in time. So really, if women are welcome, it's a free app, they download it, they look at it, and they can see, does this equipment, suit me? What do I think about it? It's ultimately a personal choice. We are South African, we are women, we are working for women. We are all women who have been challenged in our own lives at one way or another. I'm a woman who has been challenged severely in my own life, one way or the other. So I understand what it is that women need. And I know, and I research, and my team of IT constantly research new technologies, how it impacts. You know, there's sometimes a lot of fuss about a technology, but when you go and do the research and you look at the statistics, then there's a faultiness. That, there's something that makes this technology not work as it was intended to be. So whatever, however we evolve this app, constantly, annually, is with the best practices that has been proven on international front.
All right. Now, a little earlier in the conversation, you said you had been speaking with regards to the free app. Is there one that's not for free and subscription only?
There is one, yes.
How does that
differ? It's a membership of 150 Rand annually. We're trying to not have the emergency aspect and the aspects where we load online training, on one, because we don't want a slow app. When you need emergency, you don't want anything to slow the app down. So Our trainees, when we go out and we train groups of people, we normally ask them a membership of 150 Rand annually. Yes.
All right. Any final words from yourself this morning, Francisca?
I want to tell every woman in this country, you matter, that behind the scenes, myself and people in the Department of Justice have been working very hard to make things better. The summit happened at the end of November last year, but it was already on the cards long ago. There are people constantly working at your welfare. Please be smart and please take a step to ensure your own welfare. And please join WIN, because that is where we create a national network of women who can respond to each other and who can assist each other. I would be very, very grateful, and it'd make it much easier if every woman possible gets on this platform.
All right. Well, Francisca, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm sure the tool is certainly going to benefit many women indeed. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And
great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, go well. And that was founder of Women Integral Impact Network, WIN, Francisca Afonso, speaking to us about the WIN Woman app that can be found on Google Play Store.